When the email came in, I was so excited because it had been years since I'd had an opportunity to take in one of my favorite events. The host, Eric Drysdale, said there were only 3 nights to choose from and limited slots. I waited, in fact, until the last day, just hours before, to ensure that somebody else wouldn't be locked out from the opportunity. But then I had the chance to sit down, go to the city reliquary, and see the mid-century stereo panorama. This is Jason Scott Talks His Way Out of It, a podcast about technology, history, and getting myself out of debt. Thanks to Jeff Atwood, Daniel Boyd, and the hundreds of other supporters on Patreon and elsewhere who have been supporting me and helping me get out of debt. Many, many years ago, Eric Drysdale and I both attended the same college. In fact, we knew each other very well, had the same friends and acquaintances, and did lots of different projects together while we both attended Emerson College. Both of us went on to careers in areas that we both wanted to be and had some amount of success in them. And while I like to think that I've gone on to some level of what I was aiming for, Eric has done so tenfold in his field. But in the 1990s, Eric discovered a medium that fascinated him, and it began a quarter-century quest to acquire as much of it as he could, and then to turn around and create a personalized, top-quality show of that media. The medium, in this case, was a set of 3D photographs taken using a special camera that had 2 lenses that enabled you to photograph as if you were using a regular camera and then produce 1 single negative that had 2 different perspective photos on it, very similar to a human eye, which meant that once this special photograph was put into a machine, you could view a 3D scene. This is either fundamentally compelling to you or utterly uninteresting. And the wonder of it is how quickly it separates people. This is to a ViewMaster what 70mm films are to a VHS tape. They are, in the right hands, as beautiful as any sort of photographic art, combined with a sense of reality as you put in these different photographs into the viewing machine and glance inside to see what they offer. For a good number of years, Eric has not just been collecting these images, of which he has 20,000 or more. He's been curating them, creating thematic sets from different locations and with different goals, and then, in a genius move, turning around and offering this collection, utilizing a personal guided tour to a small handful of people. You walk into the location of the show, and wrapped on the table are small red bundles tied together with string. These are the viewers. Next to these bundles are sets of boxes with names like supermarket, city, basements, and then Eric welcomes you to his event. Popping up a slideshow, he walks you through the history of this medium, the ups, the downs, the relative costs of owning these luxury items, and how it was adopted in industrial and personal photography. Having given you this excellent introduction, Eric sits you down with your viewer and lets you choose sets of photographs to enjoy them at your own pace. The experience is magical. So when I heard that he was doing a small number of shows, I signed up when I knew I could be there and when I knew I wouldn't be preventing anybody else from attending or enjoying it. In this particular case, the show was in the back meeting area of the City Reliquary, which itself is a story. Located in Williamsburg, Brooklyn, this tiny storefront is a dense, packed collection of relics of New York City, parts of lights, parts and buildings, cabinets of paper and photographs and statues and mugs from all different eras of New York City, promotional items for buildings and attractions and sports teams that are no longer in the city, along with earlier versions of logos for things that still exist to this day, along with large amounts of assorted parts arranged like a bowl of marbles into places and times far outside the modern era of the city. The reliquary itself would have been a sufficient evening. Seeing this level of curation and presentation squeezed into a gravity well of history, challenging you to find all of the stories from box to box, from cabinet to cabinet, attached to the ceiling, bonded to the floor. But in the back, in their special events area, Eric was presenting the mid-century stereo panorama. He calls it mid-century because his focus and the photograph's focus are on the peak of this sort of 3D photography. The 1950s and 1960s, the looks, the expectation, the expressions are all mid-century, time long past, featuring people no longer with us, and an outlook and a presentation that Eric has curated beautifully. Each image possesses something in it that makes you look twice. A beautiful California swimming pool with people around it before you realize that there's a car submerged in the middle of it. Industrial machinery, machinery of war, of cleaning, of transportation, presented in 3D as a way for salespeople to sell their product without having to bring it along. This layered experience inspires me because in the work that I do, the acquisition of material has turned out to be relatively easy, a matter of working out process and moving through data and ensuring as much of it is available as quickly as possible. But without curation, without helping people understand what they're looking at or giving them the opportunity to move along themes and stories, it will quickly overwhelm, and at best you'll get a glance, a small look, and people will move on to the next shiny object or the next loud noise. This experience reminds me, both on the level of the reliquary, the closeness of being with people, and the sharing of these images, exactly what I need to aspire to with the collections that I have. Eric Drysdale, my friend, has been a success in his chosen career and life. But in this side hobby, this side quest that he's been going through for a quarter century, he is, to me, an inspiring example of how sometimes the best thing you can do with your collection is to not just amass it, but to make it into a language, a concert of imagery that everybody can share and enjoy. This is Jason Scott Talks His Way Out of It. Thanks to James Bekoyanu, Mark Pilgrim, Emilio Oliveira, Ernie Hershey, Michael Rubin, Matt Reynolds, Manxalot, Sean Kelly, John Sturm, Josiah Lusher, Dileep Reddy, Trixie the Cat, and Anonymous, along with the hundreds of other supporters on Patreon and elsewhere, who have been supporting me and helping me get out of debt. An introduction to Eric's collection is at www.midcenturystereopanorama.com. And I can assure you, it is worth looking at.